This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment is brought to you, I'm assuming, by Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Yes, Adam and I had the conversation. We're going to work on some sponsors from the Jamboree next week. So we'll have them new ones next week.
But if you need a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, man, that's the place to go. No markup. They're there for you. Family owned and operated right out there in El Centro. Just go to IVCDJR.com, IVCDJR.com. And Alpha Site Logistics for all your desert needs, whether it's portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. 760-352-8383. 352-8383. Or go to Facebook. Excuse me. And that's Alpha Site Logistics on Facebook. I'm joking.
Hit the button, Dave.
So yesterday we were out at Corral Canyon OHV. We teamed up with San Diego Four Wheelers and Tierra del Sol, and we hit the trails and did a bunch of trail maintenance. I want to say we had over 80 rigs show up, and we went in all different directions and hit every trail that we possibly could yesterday.
Some beautiful, highly capable four-wheel drive vehicles out there.
Was it trashy?
Not trashy at all. No. Corral Canyon. Bushes. Yeah. Corral Canyon, thankfully, everybody that goes there pretty much practices leave no trace. So there was absolutely no trash that I had found. I think one smashed beer can that it looked like somebody forgot, like they went and ran it over to crush it and then forgot about it. That was all that I saw on the trails all day long. So I was super stoked about that. But all this rain that we had, the overgrowth is out of control.
Yeah.
The bushes everywhere. I did the whole entire outer loop yesterday of Espinosa Trail. And, you know, the first few miles through were pretty easy. But when we decided to stop and head back at 12:30, well, we had come across the tree branch that had stopped us. We had two fallen trees on the trail. One of them completely blocked the trail, and we had to have it cut down. It was a pain in the butt. It took us almost an hour to get that tree, you know, off of the trail to keep going. And then we kept going from there and made it back at, like, I don't know, 2:30.
You got there after I did, and I was late.
Yeah, we were late getting back. We had another little section of what is considered the waterfall section. And if you go down it, it's super simple, no big deal. But going up it, it's a little bit more difficult.
Did you go with Rick and Jackie?
They met up with us on the trail about halfway through. They met up with us. They followed us until we hit that waterfall. And then when we hit that waterfall, they turned around and went back, and we kept going forward. So, but when they met up with us, we had already had 8 Jeeps with us. And I always say you do not want more than 10 Jeeps on the trail. And they had 5 Jeeps with them. And so they didn't want to wait for everybody to get through the waterfall section.
It's so frustrating with those big groups trying to wait for everybody. And it's
making sure everybody gets over the obstacle and through. We probably spent an hour at the waterfall alone to get everybody up and over and through it.
Were you winching, or did everybody?
We had
drive
to winch
through?
One person. My
and a sidekick.
I felt like. I felt like a newbie yesterday. I was so excited to get out and go on the trail. I haven't done any wheeling. This was my first wheeling all season long.
Oh, yeah,
I finally
right.
feel that I could handle it. Although I'm super sore today. I was supposed to weed whack, and there's no way I can hold the weed whacker. But I went out wheeling yesterday. It was my first time on the trail, and I forgot to undo my sway bars. So because I forgot to undo my sway bars, I heard them pop one time when I had went over a crevice, and it was, you know, I hit on two wheels and I had a real loud pop, and I got over the radio and I was like, oh, hey, the next time we stop to do the trail maintenance, remind me I need to disconnect my sway bars. And then we kept going and stopped probably three times into trail maintenance before we hit the waterfall, and I totally forgot to disconnect my sway bars. So I totally went at this waterfall four or five times. Full on, getting frustrated. I'm like, why am I not making it through? Oh, because my Jeep doesn't have the full articulation that it needs to get over these big 3-foot face rocks that are, you know, that you're stepping up and climbing up, because it's a 3-foot rock, 3-foot rock, 3-foot rock with little points, and you have to worry about your pumpkin diff getting on certain ones so you don't get snagged up. And as it went, so on my sixth shot, I backed up, disconnected my sway bars, and it was like, blah, blah, blah. Right up it, no problem. Jeep did exactly what it was supposed to do.
You put a little sign on, like, your dash.
Oh, hey, yeah. Like, I haven't been wheeling for the last 15 years of my life.
Oops. Well, you did that.
We all remember our first time off-roading.
Yeah, right.
Don't we, though?
That's a long trail took.
So who's this? Who's this string? Yeah. Hey, shouldn't you? I mean, we're almost to the first break. You haven't even introduced our guest.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I'm so sorry, Adam. I just went right into Corral Canyon from that. You choked, and then I just was like, we need to go.
Go where?
So we have Adam Philbin with Clean Desert in studio with us today. We're very excited to have and be partnering with cleandesert.org. We are working on the June 24th San Diego Off-Road Jamboree.
Before you go too far down the road, what is cleandesert.org?
Clean Desert, we're just a nonprofit set up to do cleanups all around Southern California, have a little bit of fun with our vehicles, and make a great impact.
Is there a financial impact if somebody wants you to come out, or is that just something you do?
We work with a lot of different sponsors and different agencies. And so,
and you're always looking for sponsors, is what you're basically saying.
We run 100% off sponsors, so right. Yeah, we're always looking. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for anybody and everybody that, you know, believes and wants to keep the deserts clean and open, that you would be a perfect partner to partner with.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're putting on pretty large cleanups, and so we get a lot of exposure out of that.
Have you ever thought about partnering, say, and I'm just going to use this as a car dealership, for example, and go in and say, look, sponsor our next cleanup. We've got, how many Jeeps usually go out for your cleanup, would you say?
I mean,
roughly. You know, I'm not,
we have 400 or 500 people coming out, so okay. We have a wide range of out there.
So what I would say to the dealer, say, look, sponsor us for this amount of money, and you can send 10 of your employees to ride with us to get the true hands-on experience of what it's like to do wheeling. You know, because if they just give you the money, they just got the money. But if you give something back to the store, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
And all of a sudden, you know, salesmen, parts people, service people, you know, maybe the ones that have had the best ROI, you know, as far as repair orders go, the best salesmen, the high customer relations. And then that way you can go back to them every time you do a cleanup. And if you've only picked 10 out of a dealership of, 100 and a half, they're gonna, then somebody else is gonna want to do this.
Yeah, definitely makes sense.
So I'm just saying, business, even a dentist's office. If you say somebody in that, you know, maybe one of the dentists in there is an off-roader, and look at the publicity they'll get, because then you'll contact me. Then we'll put you on KUSI and give that sponsor added value with TV coverage.
Yeah, no, I love all the different angles, and that's what's great.
And that's
about
what
partnering.
You need. That's what you need. You got to have that. You know, what's the, you know, the best way, even getting in, believe it or not, I do a military safety training. In fact, I'll be doing it next week, I think, out at Miramar. We're going to have like 6,000 Marines.
Wow.
Okay.
What kind of training?
When?
Motorcycle, car.
For the street?
Yeah. And off-road. Ooh. So we're always looking for partners to come out and display.
Okay.
And I don't think I can do it quick enough, you know, for next week, but I'll put you on, I'll get you Sandy's information. And then that way you could, there might be some DOD money, you know, available out there.
That's the best part is, you know, really grouping together different organizations, right. Now working with San Diego Off-Road Coalition and really pulling resources to help everyone mm-hmm. and learning different ways to pitch and, you know, make things happen.
Yeah. Well, like Imperial Valley Jeep. I mean, these guys, they're sponsoring us, yep. and that's their bread and butter. That would be a perfect partnership. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning. The Ashley family has been doing it since the 80s. So if you have an HVAC or an AC problem and you need help, they'll even come and take a look at your system, even if you already have an estimate. Maybe they can beat it. FireandIceHVAC.com. Give them a call. 1-800-400-FIRE, 1-800-400-3473, Wayne Miller Tire. Used to do just tires, now he does the whole vehicle, headlight to taillight. So it's a one-stop shop. You'll never have to worry about a thing. Just take your vehicle in, get it serviced, maybe throw some tires on it, and he'll take care of it just as if it was his own. Give him a call, 619-596-2800. All right, we're talking to Adam from Clean Desert.
Yeah, well, we were out yesterday at Corral Canyon. Clean Desert was out teaming up with Corva, American Sand Association, Tread Lightly out at Dove Springs, right?
Yeah, we had our team out there. They had a booth set up. We're helping just make sure that everything was going smoothly out there. And again, it's important for us to team with all these different companies to show our support because they show tons of support for us as well. Yeah. So I heard it was a great event. Everyone had a great time. Quite a big impact out there.
Excellent. You guys did trash cleanup or was it trail maintenance yesterday?
No, it was all trash cleanup.
Yeah. And what kind of trash is out at Dove Springs? So Dove Springs is up off the 395 near Jawbone on your way to Lone Pine, right?
I think they're off of 14 more.
They are out by 14? Cal City, I believe.
Okay, Cal City.
Truthfully, I've never been out there. I have a bunch of our volunteers are actually from that area.
That's smart.
And so I sent them up there. They help out. I manage a lot of this stuff down here in San Diego and South County. And I send them up to events out there to help. And so it's been great for us.
So most of that would have been, I know Cathedral City, they have a lot, Cal City, they have a lot of illegal dumping that goes on up there, just like Joshua Tree. So I'm wondering, you know, if it was illegal dumping from yesterday or windblown trash, desert trash.
I saw some pictures of it. It looked like a lot of illegal dumping, same stuff we get in Barstow.
Yeah.
Have you been to the city dump lately?
I try not to.
$75 and all I had in the back of my truck was green.
Wow. That's
trimmings.
Crazy. I thought those were supposed to be free.
I thought landscape was free too. Because
you don't live in
yard
the city. That's why.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I used to go there and it was $35.
Wow.
So now it's up to $75. And that's why you're going to start seeing more and more illegal dumping. Because of what is gonna, what they're charging you to do it.
Yeah.
We're filling a hole, for God's sakes. But anyway, I digress.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And there's, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, even if you get caught, I think the fine's pretty small, isn't it?
Yeah, probably a couple $100.
Needs to be massive. Needs to be $5,000 and we take all your vehicles.
What's the city spend on... you know, making sure, picking up trash after they find it. Because I know even in my neighborhood, somebody found a ton of trash. The city came out and cleaned it up. But they're spending more money on that than it would have been to give.
So let's be proactive instead of reactive.
Yeah.
But see, there's no repercussions for people doing stupid stuff. You know, they just get away with it.
It's a big desert, and it's hard to patrol those thousands, millions of acres.
Yeah, but if you knew that there was a $5,000 fine or a $10,000 fine,
that would reduce
you would think twice before you threw
and
something
And if they
out.
Made it easy to go to the dump.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not so much easy, but
well,
if you would make
it close
more...
early.
No, they make
and
it
they
affordable.
Cost a lot.
Yeah, they make it affordable. It's like going to the Padre game, and you pay, what, $9 for a hot dog.
Yeah.
Well, knock it down to $3 or $4. You'll sell five times more dogs than what you...
And so, you have happy customers.
See, but they don't... It's all about the bottom line. It's not about cat. But keeping the desert clean. If we had a hardcore repercussion for that...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'd only have to pop one or two. And then you'd be, I mean, let's face it, when, even when you're driving down the road and you see a red light, you know, you think, because one, it could get you killed, and two, you know, a ticket. So there's got to be repercussions.
Yeah, I agree.
But how do people get a hold of you guys?
Right now, most of the stuff's all through Instagram, Facebook, just cleandesert.org.
Desert with a Z.
Yeah, desert's always spelled with a Z. Mm-hmm. A little funky there.
Yeah.
And then you can always go to our website, cleandesert.org.
Okay. So if people want to partner with you, maybe corporations and or businesses that, you know, are trying to... See, the thing that gets me, I mean, we have this conversation every Sunday. You would think every motorcycle shop that sells side-by-sides, three-wheelers, and dirt bikes would clamor to get with you to partner to help keep these deserts open.
You would think.
You would think.
It's, you know, it's only a win-win for everyone. Like, you know, we don't pay anybody on our staff to help. We're all here donated time.
It's a win-win.
So everything goes right back into the events and into, you know, growing what the brand is that, hey, we all need to do something positive.
Right. Yeah, it's changing the mentality, too, because if we can make picking up trash and keeping it clean cool, then that would be, you know,
a lot of people don't
look at cleaning it. You know, in 2020 for COVID, when everybody was locked in, that's when it became cool to go pick up trash because it got you out of your house. And then it was showing it on Instagram and whatever, and you were doing this. But now that it's back to just regular,
but you make it an event.
Yeah. Well, we make an event. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know how much cooler you can get other than if you, you know, gave away a raffle prize or something, you know, for somebody that hauls the most trash in. But you guys,
which we do,
I know. Yeah. I mean, but the word needs to get out more, and I think again, Ed and I were talking about it before we got in the store in the building, and that is like whenever you do a clean desert event, every off-road shop ought to have big banner in their window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that takes people going to each individual shop and pasting that on the window. It takes man hours and bodies, and unfortunately, 90% of us work and can't get off to go do that.
Yeah, certainly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's difficult. We run with a staff of, it's about 6 or 7 of us, and we all have full-time jobs. And so it's, you know, begging and pleading our guys to help out like last weekend, or I'm sorry, yesterday. But we all take a cut of, you know, what we can do. And as long as we're keeping growing, it's a good thing for us.
Right. Yeah.
That's the big thing is, you know, trying to partner again. Like we look at who can partner, who we can help get the word out and try to take on new events that we haven't been to discuss what we're doing. And it's really neat to see how many people are actually excited about it at the end of the day.
You know where you're going to be next year. I've already got it. I'll definitely get you in the front door, and that's the San Diego Automotive International Car Show down at the Convention Center.
Oh, yeah.
Around New Year's time.
Do you know how many thousands of people go through there?
Yeah.
And all you'd have to do is it'll give you a booth area, a place there. You sit there, you know, 4 or 5 days, you know, and get the word out. Preach, because they're always looking for content.
Yeah.
And, bring out some trash that you've picked up, some nails and some.
Yeah, that's easy to do, right?
Yeah, that's not some hard
old
to do.
Tires, you know.
Take my Jeep through Corral Canyon and then go drop it off for the car show for 4 days.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Hey, it's okay.
It looked like it needed a car wash out there.
Yeah.
Although mine does be in
the
show.
It got the muddy wash yesterday.
But they do, they're, you know, like, there's one you probably would never have thought about.
Yeah, no, not at all.
And I would do the same thing in Orange County. They have a really big auto show. I would do L.A.
They do one in Del Mar?
No, not auto shows. You're thinking of Good Guys.
I think, yeah, the classic car, Good Guys, classic cars.
And that'd be
coming
fine.
Up.
And that'd be fine, too. I mean, even go down to El Cajon on Wednesday nights when they have their car shows, just set up a little table. Because it's all about information, you know, and that's the kicker.
It's trying to get out in front of people.
Right.
Right now we use, I mean, social media because a lot of people out there are lazy, right? And so it's easy to get them out in front of people. And we have some good partners like Terra Crew that have a ton of followers, and they're very vocal about what we do and helping out and being a part of that. And so that gets us a lot of exposure to the younger crowds, which I think is important, is really teaching some of these early 20s teenagers and stuff like, hey, this is a good thing to do, but it's fun. And it's, you know,
it makes
like
you
Audrey
feel
said,
good.
The cool thing to do.
Yeah, it's the cool thing that it makes you feel good when you leave it better than how you found it. I mean, just the trail maintenance that I did yesterday, I feel great today knowing that I was out. I had a good time out on the trail wheeling, but we left it better than we found it. Right. And we left it better for others to enjoy and experience the trail.
And you're having fun. You're using your vehicles.
Right.
And
that's why you bought them.
That's why we have them in the first place. Right. So you do, you know, an hour's worth of work or so, and then 3-4 hours in your vehicle having fun.
Right.
It's, you know, there's no downside to that at the end of the day.
Right. And I think once you get, that's where I was talking about getting strangers to come out and help. And next thing you know, they're going to go buy a Jeep and they're going to, you know, do the same thing that you're doing because they had such a great time.
Yeah.
And that's a matter of just exposure, 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 exposure.
Very true.
But it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
It truly is. There's no, I mean, when she was in between jobs, I was trying like hell to get her to, you know, go the media side of it. But unfortunately, she had to pay her bills.
Yeah. Bills come first for sure, unfortunately. So yesterday when we were out at Corral Canyon, we teamed up with Tierra del Sol and San Diego Four Wheelers. And they really sought out businesses to sponsor yesterday's cleanup. I just want to do a huge shout out because we had a great raffle yesterday. The San Diego Four Wheelers donated, Cal Four Wheel donated. They have an upcoming event on Memorial Weekend called the High Desert Roundup out in Barstow. It's a great event to attend. I'm really excited. I will be attending that one, High Desert Roundup in Barstow for Cal Four Wheel South District. Corva, Tread Lightly, PCI Race Radios, Rugged Radio, ORW El Cajon, so Off-Road Warehouse El Cajon, Motive Gear, Raceline Wheels, Sight Shade, so when you're out there, you got two vehicles, you could put a little shade up between the two of you and
those
hang out.
Those things are amazing.
Those are really awesome, aren't they, the Sight Shades? Oh my gosh, life-changing in the dunes, let me tell you.
Well, they pack
I usually dig holes and get underneath my vehicle.
They pack down so small. Yeah. And so it's like a no-brainer to keep those in your vehicle. And
what is that? How does that spell with Sight?
Sight, S-I-T-E, Sight Shade.
I've never heard of
that. And you can set them up anywhere. They're going to be at our off-road jamboree. Basically, it's like a shade sale in your backyard. You get it from like Costco. You know, they come in like a triangle or a square. You can connect in between two different vehicles and then they create the shade for you. So if you carry a lawn chair or something, you can sit between your two vehicles, set up and hang out. You know, if it's not a shaded area, you can't find any trees, which, you know, most of the desert.
Or if you break
Where are there trees in the desert? There's not.
Or
if you break down and you get stuck and you need to work on your vehicle, it gives you some shade.
How much does it cost?
I'm not a fan of they have those awnings that go on the sides of the vehicles or on your rack on
That's
your roof
just
rack.
Something that you're gonna hook
I'm not a fan of that. Well, me, it's a weight issue. It puts you off balance on when depending on what you're doing, where you're wheeling, how you're going. It creates a heavier side on certain vehicles, and I get my vehicle into so many twisted situations with full articulation where I would be worried about it actually making me tip over. So I like the Sight Shades way better than the awning.
And an awning, you're only mounting to one side or the other,
right?
And with a Sight Shade, you can put it anywhere you want, anywhere you can clip it to.
You got it.
And setup is half the time.
What kind of price are we talking? You know, what kind of money?
Oh, I'm not sure.
They're pretty inexpensive compared to buying awnings.
I would think so. What is there? What's there to it?
Yeah.
How much?
We also have...
Well, let's take a break first.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then when we come back, you can finish up with our sponsors.
130.
More than doable. S-T-O-R-C Dirt Radio. S-T-O-R-C Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Chris Wiley. If you're looking to do any residential mortgage, then Chris is your man. Chris is born and raised right here in San Diego, over 31 years experience. He knows it all, whether you're military, not military, reverse mortgage, maybe just want to do a refi or just need questions. He is the man, 619-722-1303. S&S Off-Road Magazine. If you haven't subscribed, you're losing it because that is the way to stay on top of what's going on at the desert. Been doing it since the 80s. Go to SSORMAG.com. SSORMAG.com. All right. We got Adam from Clean Desert, but you're You're talking sponsors?
We're talking Corral Canyon, which some of the sponsors from Corral Canyon like Sight Shades. I just said that funky. Like Sight Shades is going to be at our off-road jamboree on June 24th. So come check them out. See it in person. Clean Desert hopefully will have his out since they just made it with his logo on it. That's so awesome. I want to see if I can get some made for SDORC.
We'll have that on display. You also mentioned PCI. I can't say enough about that company. If you guys are in the market for radios, they've been supporting us for close to 16 years now.
Wow.
And they are the best. Just truly the best. Anytime we need help with stuff, they're there at all of our events. They'll be out at the Off-Road Jamboree at the booth as well.
Yeah. I heard, I heard a rumor they just bought Weatherman and another one. Is that, have
PCI
you heard that?
PCI is Weatherman.
Yeah, they weren't Weatherman.
PCI has always been Weatherman.
Has he?
Yes.
Did he just give it to his son or something? Or
to Scott.
He's out of it. Yeah.
Original
so,
Bob passed away a couple years ago.
Scott's been doing it.
Yeah.
So, well, to me, Bob was Bob, the Weatherman. from Baja.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob from Baja, the Weatherman guy. Not PCI.
Okay.
I didn't correlate those two. So
yeah.
It's always just been Weatherman, you know. It's just like the Glamis sand dunes when Darren passed away a couple years ago. And I don't get the Glamis daily update anymore, you know.
Yeah.
That so sad. So sad. But talking more sponsorships and keeping on with that, we have Trasheroo. So I know that they're always big in regards to it. You know, our number one thing is cleanups, and half the time you're picking up something you don't want it in your vehicle. So the Trasheroos are awesome because they hang on your spare tire out the back, or they hang on your roll bar. You know, you don't have to have them inside. Magellan, you know, if you ever get lost on a trail, you get a GPS. Magellan's there to help you out. Lake Merino Auto, that is good friends of ours, actually. He's an Ultra 4 racer, Chris Aston, who does that. And he's done a lot out there. Lake Merino Auto, he's just right outside of Corral Canyon. And so he donated a bunch of oil changes for us yesterday. So if you want the oil change, hit Chris up and he'll get you taken care of. Ocotillo RV Resort. So that's Ocotillo Wells RV Resort.
Right next to the Blue Inn?
Yeah, right next to the Blue Inn. I'm pretty sure they're closed up for the season.
CJ?
Aside from personal rentals. I know you can personally rent it and hold family events. I think there's a wedding out there this summer, a couple of other big events. July 4th is coming in. They're going to have a big one there. So
they're not open year-round, the trailer park?
I don't know if they, so I don't believe that they are.
I'll have to find out.
I know they closed down. I talked to them about
the
last year, and
yeah.
they said that they had some workers that were doing some stuff out the Salton Sea, so they would bring them in and make sure that they are taken care of. But I think they are truly
closed for,
closed
the, season,
for the season,
unless it's a personal rental. Mm. They close for the season.
That's for the RV camping,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. So I believe May 1st they are officially closed unless you do a personal event out there.
Their facilities are pretty cool. They gave us a tour the last time out there because they've been sponsoring us.
Yeah.
And I've been dying to go use that pool. It looks so nice.
Isn't that pool area really nice?
Yeah.
And that little room next to it?
Yeah.
It's a surprisingly nice place in the desert.
Oh, yeah, the whole area there. I don't know if you guys have ate at the Blue Inn Cafe lately.
Sure.
But it's amazing. The smoked meats that Jason's doing there.
Oh, my God. They were so good.
Yeah.
So for TDS, we went on Tierra del Sol weekend.
Oh,
it was so good.
We stopped taking food to the desert, and we just go there. It's so much easier.
And they do the dishes.
Yep.
Yeah, and they do exactly. So nice when you have somebody else cleaning up after you. Well, most of these guys are going to be a part of our June 24th event. Hopefully you can mark your calendar, come out and be a part of that. We're going to go there after this and go walk the rodeo grounds and get the plan laid out for our VIP food, our raffle there, our vendors. We've got several vendors already committed right now. I think we're over 25 vendors committed. We're going to have some nonprofits there, you know, Cal 4 Wheel, Tread Lightly, U.S. Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management's coming in. We've got beer lined up, so I'm really excited. We're meeting with the breweries today to do the walkthrough and figure out how we're going to lay them out. So we've got three of Santee's best BNS Brewery, Pacific Islander Brewery, and Three Frogs Brewery coming in to serve us beer. We're going to have a DJ. We've got El Cajon Hobbies coming in with the San Diego Scalers Club, and they're going to set up the RC car racing and an obstacle course inside the Lakeside Arena. And so it's open to the public. Your general admission gets you in to bring your own RC car in and race in the arena. We've hit up and we're waiting to hear back on a couple of different RC car vendors to come out. So hopefully, you know, if you break it, we'll have the parts on site for you to be able to fix it. Everything seems like it's coming together for June 24th pretty good.
Yeah, we're super excited to be a part of it and working with all the different sponsors. I don't know if I've told you yet, but Baja Designs, with their booth, they're actually donating a set of their LP6 lights for the raffle.
Wow.
So $1,000 in lights will be raffled off.
I've been drooling over those. We all want those. Yes. So Baja Designs is a scientist in lightning. I love saying that because it seems like theirs is, you know, the newest, best product. And that's one thing that I love when I see we're getting the new technology out there. You know, I wonder if there's any way that we can display that. Although we're not going to be during... the night, we're only going to be here during the day. So maybe we can throw some ambers on them and have them show up and see. But that's really exciting to have.
Well, they'll have a booth there as well. So I'm sure they'll have all their lights on display and showing out all their technology, which, like you said, is heads and tails above anything else out there right now. And that's what I'm running on my truck. And, you know, a couple lights is way better than, you know, racks of lights that I've had in the past. So.
Yeah, I know. That's how I have two spotlights right now for mine, and that's all I have. But
yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah, and mine were KC's, but I've been drooling over the Bajas for a while now. So, and CJ just texted Ed and said they're open till the end of May. So I just want to correct myself. I thought they closed on May 1st. We have a little bit of a easier season this season. I think it's not as hot right now as it usually is. So they are open till June, and cafe is open on the weekend. So if you're still interested in going out and getting some of those smoked meats, they're still available until through May.
It's fun to set up in your camp somewhere else and then make a trip over to Blue Inn and have lunch
or
late breakfast.
That's
a lot of fun.
Yeah, we always camp over off the 22 near the obstacle course or Truck Haven.
That makes a nice,
and we do a nice 30 mile ride over to the Blue Inn or Octillo's Resort.
And whoever stuck cooking would be thrilled.
Yeah, exactly.
There's always that one person that has to do all the cooking and cleaning. So they'd be thrilled to go to that restaurant, I'm sure.
Well, and grabbing something cold to drink after a long ride's always the best, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So. You're hungry and...
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
So some of our other sponsors that we have coming out for the Lakeside Off-Road Jamboree, ORW's scheduled. They'll have a booth set up out there. We've already talked about Baja Designs. Desert People is going to be donating a ton of stuff for our raffle as well. PCI Radios, we talked about.
Is that videos, Desert People?
Yeah.
Do they do that one video every year?
Yeah, so
different.
Yeah, so they have, I mean, shoot, they're up to like Desert People 13, 14 or something now. So we'll have a ton of those to raffle off. We may be playing them. I was going to talk to Audrey about the ability to show a video while we're out there.
Yeah, I know inside the room, I think we're going to see today the TVs that they have. Mm-hmm. So I think inside the building, when we figure that out, where we're going to put the raffle, where we're going to put the VIP barbecue and everything today, we'll figure that out. But that'll be pretty awesome
if they have their own screen they could set up, right? Because it'll be daytime. We have to use like a
television. Just put it on TVs.
Yeah, in the building.
Whose TV
TVs.
Do we?
Yeah.
You
know. Yeah. We'll figure something out. I know that he has a conflict of interest that weekend, so I don't know if he's going to be there quite yet. But he is donating because, again, he's more than happy to help out keep our deserts clean and open. We also have Black Widow Exhaust is going to be out there with a big booth set up and donating some products. Sight Shades, we already talked about. ADS Shocks is coming out. They're going to have a booth if you guys aren't familiar with them. They do like race vehicle shocks, big shocks for race vehicles.
For like trucks?
Coilovers, bypass, yeah.
Not dirt bikes.
Not dirt bikes. Sorry.
I'm a dirt biker.
Not this time. They'll be out there. And then we're working with, I mean, we have another list of about 80 different companies right now that we're working with. So it's going to be a huge event with a ton of vendors, and it's going to be really neat to see in the heart of San Diego an event like
this. It's going to be our first San Diego event like this in years. The last time that the SDORC did anything was
2012. Yeah.
11 years ago, 2012. I thought it was 2010, but.
Could have been. I forget.
I think it was 2010.
Might have been.
Yeah. Because in 2012, I was active in SDORC, and it was not in 2012.
It was a big job putting it on, and then it rained.
But, I mean, and San Diego really is like the mecca for off-roading, right?
That's, oh, yeah.
So really there's no excuse why, one, you shouldn't attend, two, you shouldn't support, and three, you shouldn't have a booth. Let's take a quick break.
But nobody else is doing events out there.
That's what I'm saying. So let's take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by the Wise Ox Butcher Shop. If you like to eat, then you'll love the Wise Ox right there on El Cajon Boulevard. Go get your top quality meats for any of your occasions, and you will, your fans and your family will be thrilled to death. Wise Ox Butcher Shop, they support the Trust Restaurant Group. They're at 2855 El Cajon Boulevard. I think there's one in La Costa as well. Just, take a ride out or just Google it. The Wise Ox Butcher Shop and Pantry, and you will be blown away. All right. We've been talking about the Jamboree coming up, talking off air that probably should be something we've been doing, a long time. But, putting these events together is not, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. It takes a village to really make it happen. But I got a sneaky feeling after as long as we haven't had one of these, this one should be massive.
I'm really hoping so. We opened up registration this week. You can currently go to sdorc.org and register online, get your general admission and or your VIP barbecue. And I just actually worked with the breweries, Pacific Islander Brewery, Three Frogs Brewery, and BNS Brewery, and we are going to get them some tickets prior to, the entire month of June, we'll be promoting Go Check Out the Brewery, have a beer there, and buy your ticket on site at the brewery. They'll have physical tickets available to buy there, and so we'll be helping promote the brewery. And then they can promote the Jamboree. We'll have banners at each of them stationed and set up.
They had to donate.
BNS is a big one because
they had to donate a little bit. They had to donate a little bit from each sale of a beer to the Jamboree.
To the Jamboree. Well, they're working with us for the Jamboree to make sure that we make money off of the beer. So, we're going to sell sponsorship on the beer cups. So hopefully our title sponsor will have their logo on the beer cups. We're going to do 16-ounce beers, and they'll be served, by the breweries. There'll be three different ones there. So by all means, you can try each one. Beer will be open from 12 to 5 because at 5 we start the raffle and we're done at 7. So, last call will be 4:30. The event will be open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. one day only. So
It'll be Saturday,
June 24th, one day only out the Lakeside Rodeo Grounds.
Chris Boyer going to MC it for you?
Yep, he'll be our raffle MC. We have a DJ up there, but I wanted to actually ask you if you're available on that Saturday call out the race. So the RC races. How many races have you?
More than I share.
Yeah, exactly. So I would love if you are available. I know you got crazy busy schedule and you're booked
June 24th.
Saturday, June 24th. If you want to be the announcer for the RC car races and the obstacle course that we have set up, I would love to have you in the rodeo. You'd be up in the VIP booth overlooking and being the announcer there.
I think I'm going to Alaska that Monday.
Yeah, I see. I thought we already talked about this.
Until Monday, so that would work.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But then aside from that, so that's the Jamboree. We have a big thing coming up that Ed wants to talk about with Bureau of Land Management and our federal land, which is just kind of super scary with what was been proposed and moving forward. So let's switch gears here and let's go to legislation. Yeah, rah, rah.
Oh, thank you, Audrey. So the Bureau of Land Management manages a lot of land that off-roaders use. And since I've been involved in this off-road vehicle advocacy, the BLM has had what they call the multiple use mandate, that they're required to allow a multiple of uses of the land. Mm-hmm. And off-road vehicle recreation is one of those uses. And we stand kind of shoulder to shoulder with the other uses.
Right. So hunting, fishing, rock climbing, equestrian.
Sure. Rock hounding.
Hounding, yeah.
All the various uses. Like, we're right up there with them. So the BLM is proposing this rule now. And when I say proposing it, it's in the Federal Register. They're taking public comments on it. So they're going through the NEPA process, National Environmental Policy Act, which is expensive. It's time-consuming. And so they're very serious about it.
Which means plans are in motion, and it's already set out.
What they want to do is they're making a new rule that will recognize conservation as a use of public land. Now, conservation is already a part of a whole bunch of federal acts. So when you look, when a federal act like the Endangered Species Act has conservation. FLIPMA, the Wilderness Act, the Antiquities Act, the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Archaeological Resources Protection Act, the National Environmental Policy Act. So all these acts already have conservation in them. And so what they want to do is make conservation as a part of its multiple use mandate, that it's one of the recognized uses of the land. And this is a big problem for us.
It's very frustrating because it means we're going to lose more land, and it's going to just give them the right to say, we designate this. They're not going to need, if it doesn't fall under one of the other acts where it has to meet what's going to be the authority for them to just say and not just do a massive land grab.
Well, here's a detail in it that's disturbing. It will allow organizations and individuals to acquire conservation leases. So for instance, if you get a grazing lease, they would allow organizations like the Sierra Club, who, by the way, have a lot of money, and this could go to the highest bidder. They could find an area that has a lot of off-road recreation, and the BLM could actually sell them a conservation lease, and they could renew that lease indefinitely, and they could manage it the way they see fit, which would be pushing us out.
Yeah.
So right now there's a comment period open on this. And so I'm going to be writing the strongest comments that I can put together. They're also talking about making it easier to create ACECs. So an ACEC is an area of critical environmental concern.
Yep.
And they're all over the desert. So when you have an area where, say, it's the desert and the water comes out of the ground and there's a little spring and there's a lot of wildlife around, they might make that an ACEC, and it would get more protection than some other area. And we like that, but making ACECs easier to make, they're already pretty good, and I don't see why they would want to make it easier to make one. So this is a big problem, and we're going to be fighting it, at least with our comments, and following the project and see where it goes. Obviously, this was not brought by the BLM, that these environmental organizations like the Sierra Club and the Wilderness Foundation, they're going to be pushing this at the BLM, saying this is what we want you to do. And they have federal lobbyists, and they're pushing on it. And I hope we can beat it back. And this jamboree we're putting on, hopefully we'll make enough money where we can get our own lobbyists and fight back. I would love to make enough to have our state lobbyists that we're really working towards and a federal lobbyist that is a pipe dream for me that I hope we can reach one of these days.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, no, so they're so some of the reasons against this, they may not actually have the authority to create this rule. The rule won't work. The rule's unnecessary because all these other acts are doing what they would expect it to do. And this rule could lead to foreign interference of public land management. Now, that's interesting because let's say there's an area that could be mined for some rare earth mineral to make car batteries. Well, China may already have that kind of lease somewhere else, and they say, well, we don't want competition, so we're going to create a nonprofit. We're going to get control of this land, and we're not going to allow it to be mined so that they won't compete against
us. You might want to see if they don't already own that land.
Well, no, this is BLM land. Well, no, but only the BLM owns it.
Are you sure? Because China has been buying up just tons of property.
They're taking over Africa.
I'm talking about in the U.S. They're going after areas where there's rich minerals.
Yeah.
And we're selling it to them.
Yep.
So this is a problem, and we're going to work on that.
Yeah.
The other thing.
So this is you said the Bureau of Land Management proposes this, and it's in comment period right now. So we can go on and we can make comments on this. So how does this actually go into effect? Is this they have a comment period, and then they're going to pass a law for this?
Well, they're going to make a rule. Only Congress makes a law.
Okay.
So they want to make a rule, and I think they're going to come out with their proposed rule, and then it will come out for a public comment again. I'm not positive. I'm pretty sure that's how the process works. This is the early part, and they put out what they want to do.
And we need as many comments as we can get in right now, because if you don't comment in the beginning of it, then you cannot be part of the lawsuit, right? So we have to be active and speak up right now so that we can be active in the lawsuit. This is what it's all about. This is why we're hosting the June 24th Jamboree.
Right.
Become a member of SDORC. Get involved. www.sdorc.com. $25 annual membership.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, guess what? San Diego Automotive Museum Radio is coming up next. Don't touch that dial right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.